This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Matt Clement on a Paul Skeens night, this time in Baltimore, as Skeens is now an absolute lock to win the Cy Young in the National League. You'd have to wager on FanDuel $50,000 to win $100 if you want to bet him to win the Cy Young. That's how much of a guarantee it is. But Matt, I've got to ask you to start here because everybody in baseball has talked about this over the last few days. This Phillies Karen fan. This lady who demanded a ball back from a dad and his kid in the stands. She got it back because the guy felt so awkward because he was getting screamed at. And everyone's come to his aid on social media and everybody's ripped her. So you've seen a lot of things in baseball, foul balls, fan interactions, some probably in person. Where does this one rank in terms of absurd, awkward things you've seen?
It ranks up there. Let's give the guy a lot of credit because we see, you know, these things come across in sporting events, what, once a month now, unfortunately? Something like this is on, you can turn on social media and see something like this once a month. And for the guy to say, you know what, whatever triggered his mind, I don't want to deal with this. This is crazy. I'm scared. Or I just don't want the repercussions and just say, hey, you take the ball and I'll look like the good person here and I'm not getting involved in this. That's how I view the situation. I give him a lot of credit for on the spur of the moment when you want to stick up for your kid in that situation, just doing de-escalating the situation.
Matt, I think she's the final boss of all Karens because it does not sound like any remorse has come from her camp here. She seems like pretty proud of herself and has not backed down at all. They've like tried to track her down, and unrepentant would be the word I would use from all the things I've heard about her reaction to it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Like you, most people start backpedaling eventually when the pressure comes on and the horde comes after you of people like that to attack you.
The social media accounts are starting it too. Like I think the Giants had a guy catch a ball yesterday and they put the tag out. It was a video. It said no Karens in our fan base, and the guy instantly handed the ball to a little girl sitting next to him. And so this lady is going to get absolutely
Matt,
skewered.
Matt, you played at Wrigley and Fenway, places where the fans are right on top of you. Like, what was your policy when it came to stuff like this? Were you like, did you have bad interactions with like adult fans that would try to like hold you up for autographs and balls and stuff like that?
No, I never really had a bad interaction. And one thing I tried to do, like I'm glad I played in the era I played, I think, because now with phones and cameras and everything else, they can video you doing something that makes you look bad and you're trying to be nice in a situation. Mm-hmm. So I think I got out of there in time where it becomes awkward and almost dangerous to sit there and sign autographs because somebody can video you doing something completely innocent and put you on the wrong side of things. And I always tried to take time to do that on the way off the field on one of my off days from not pitching when all my work was done. And I think today probably it pushes, I'd have to guess some of the players don't do it, get criticized, because the risk is worth more than the reward.
Ugh. I knew teams that, you know, and when I worked in the minor leagues, Matt.
That's just very depressing. Let me say that. Hearing that spelled out in so many words is such a bummer.
Let me tell a quick story here. When I worked in the minor leagues, Matt, I don't know if this was true for you. The guys would literally have a vote before the season started that went like this. Are we going to sign autographs when we're on the field, yes or no? Because if we don't have an all-for-one or one-for-all attitude, if some people do it and other people don't, some guys are going to look bad. So we're either all going to do it or we're just not going to do it. Because that's a tricky spot with fans. Because if one guy always signs and then one guy doesn't, well, that guy looks like a jerk.
Yeah, that one never came my way. We never had a vote. And I still to this date, I always think if somebody wants my autograph, 20-some years after I played or 16 years after I played and retired, then I'll give it to them. And I always felt honored to get to play baseball. And you know, it was never a big deal to me, and it isn't to most of the players. I guess on my last statement, I worry that players find themselves in that moment because of the way things are now. Yeah. And because I don't think most players, I mean, sure, there's players that don't want to sign, don't want any parts of it. It is what it is. It's part of it. It's part of the business. But most players do want to do what's right, and especially when it comes down to kids. They definitely want to do what's right.
Matt, this was from Buster Olney, obviously prominent insider in MLB. He wrote about the Pirates' current GM, Ben Cherington, writes that Donnie Kelly is well-liked, well-respected, stock is rising. And then he wrote, Cherington, who oversees Pittsburgh's operations, has drawn fan scrutiny on the other hand. But as one rival official said, when is the owner going to spend more money? He's probably too cheap to fire Ben if he wanted to make a change, end quote. What do you make of that breakdown from Buster Olney, citing a rival official saying what he said about the Pirates and Cherry?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Washington.
Well, I really think that Cherington's pretty insulated because whether it's true or false, when you really dig down deep and you ask somebody what's going on here, he isn't allowed to spend the money. And it makes his job really hard. And, you know, if you just look at the developments over the last couple of weeks with, you know, Chandler coming up and you have Jared Jones coming back and Skeens and Cruz Gonzalez, Connor Griffin, like, you look at the people he's drafted and where they've ranked in the draft compared to the last regime where they struggled badly with some of those first picks. He's done a pretty good job on that area. And I think that, like, his job, he hasn't made the big spend yet, which I think a lot of people are very critical of him. Like, he hasn't made the big spend to help the offense or get the free agent or whatever the case may be. But if you look at his situation, he's looking at probably if they let him spend, he's looking at a Trent Grisham, a Reeves from the Padres, Yastrzemski, Cedric Mullins, Rob Refsnyder. Like, is that going to make the Pirates a contender next year?
Those aren't needle movers. Those aren't aircraft carrier players.
Great, yeah, they're great players. They're great MLB guys. But they're going to be probably looking at the $50 to $80 million deal, I'm guessing. I don't know. which is huge for the Pirates to do. So he's in a really tough spot. I think for the fans' sake, whether it's eyewash or not, hey, let's contact Schwarber this offseason, or Bichette, or we need a third baseman, right? Suarez. And even if it's like, I think the effort to even think about it isn't ever there. And I think that's what makes the, in the big picture, it's so frustrating.
How easy is it to make sure it's out there credibly that, hey, you talked to a player and made some sort of competitive offer? Is that something that you can almost do for appearances behind the scenes that crafty teams know how to do?
100% that happens, Malsy.
Well, like,
yeah,
yes.
With social media, I think it's easy to do. And sure, there's going to be people – hey, you're going to get criticized for whatever you do.
Well, I'm thinking more along the lines of, like, if you don't actually make the offer and you just try to leak it out there that you've been interested, the other team could be like, they never even talked to us, and then you look even worse because you were trying to fake it completely, is more what I'm saying.
Well, right, but that's when you're dealing with a trade. This is more when you're talking about, I'm talking more on this free agency.
Front.
Yeah, yep. So like, hey, you make, even, like, in my mind, with where Pittsburgh is, you know, even if your offer, you know, sure, are the Yankees going to drop 60 more million than probably the Pirates will on Suarez or whatever the case may be this offseason? They are, but there's a level of, hey, like, we're exploring this. We're trying to get this to work. And I think that's probably, you know, deep down, if you dig into this situation, that's the side of things that people don't see. And then if you think about Charrington's job right now, he's got to pick between that next level, like you said, not needle movers, great players. Maybe grab three of them if that's the case, but are they really going to spend that much money on three different people like that? Probably not. So he has to make the perfect deal, and I always go back to it. The last time they tried to do this to make themselves compete was Chris Archer.
Ugh.
Completely blew up. It completely blew up. I always say, though, at least they tried that year.
Yep.
But that's where Charrington is. If he does it and it's Chris Archer again, he's done. It's over.
Matt, enjoy watching Paul Skeens tonight. We'll talk again next week. You're the best.
All right, man. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.